This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil. South Korea's military says that North Korea launched more trash-carrying balloons towards South Korea following a similar campaign earlier in the week as it continues to retaliate against activists flying anti-North Korean propaganda leaflets across the border. The military advised people to be aware of falling objects and not to touch the objects suspected to be from North Korea, but to report them to the military or police offices instead. South Korea's military dispatched chemical rapid response and explosive clearance teams to recover the debris from about 260 North Korean balloons that were found in various parts of the country from Tuesday to Wednesday. Palestinians in a displacement camp reacted to the latest ceasefire proposal after U.S. President Joe Biden's support. In its quest to fill the dwindling ranks of its infantry, Ukraine has now turned to recruiting prisoners to join the fight against Russia, and more than 4,000 have applied so far. South Africa was set to end three decades of dominance by the party that freed it from apartheid on Saturday, as voters who were angry about joblessness, inequality, and power shortages actually slashed the African National Congress's share of the vote to about 40%. The Gonas of Gardi Sugdub are the first of 63 communities along Panama's Caribbean and Pacific coast. The government officials and scientists expect to be forced to relocate by rising sea levels in the coming decades. This is VOA News. A top United Nations official says even though climate change makes disasters such as cyclones, floods, and droughts more intense, more frequent, and striking more places, fewer people are dying from those catastrophes globally. That's because of better warning, planning, and resilience as well. New United Nations Assistant Secretary General Kamal Kishore says climate and other disasters are still hurting people, often pushing them into abject poverty. The loss of livelihoods need to be reduced, but the world has not really noticed how the type of storms that once killed tens or hundreds of thousands of people now only claim handfuls of lives thus far. The jury in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial, of course, resumed deliberations and issued the guilty verdict. Now there is fallout from both sides of the political aisle, with many Republicans now siding with the former president as he moves forward with his plans to campaign for a second term against U.S. President Joe Biden. Slovenia is moving to recognize Palestinian state as Israel fights in Rafah. And Boeing has told federal regulators how it plans to fix an aircraft safety and quality problems. Boeing told federal regulators how it plans to fix the safety and quality problems that have plagued its aircraft manufacturing work in recent years. Federal Aviation Administration required the company to produce a turnaround plan after one of its jetliners suffered a blowout of a fuselage panel during an Alaska Airlines flight in January. In late February, the FAA administrator, Mike Whitaker, gave Boeing 90 days to come up with a plan to improve quality and ease the agency's safety concerns, saying this is a guide for a new way for Boeing to do business, Whitaker said after he met with Boeing CEO David Calhoun and other senior company leaders on Thursday. Recapping one of our top stories, a top United Nations official says even though climate change does make disasters such as cyclones, floods, and droughts more intense, more frequent and striking more places, fewer people are now dying from those catastrophes globally. It's because of better warning, planning, and resilience. The new United Nations Assistant Secretary General Kamal Kishore says climate and other disasters are still hurting people, often pushing them to poverty. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.